WJBC and WJBC.com, 11:11 here on a shortened show. Cardinal baseball coming up today, 12:15, back from the Illinois State Fair in the nice, cool comforts of the studio. And let's get right into it. Farm to table today. And our guest is Paul Schuler. He's a grain farmer. Paul, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks, Terry. Welcome. Good morning.
Yeah, nice to have you. Have you been out to the State Fair yet?
No, I didn't make it down this year yet. We had some other conflicts over the weekend, and some of our family was there, but I didn't make it.
Well, my priority was the deep-fried Snickers, and I accomplished that yesterday, so I'm very happy about that. Hey, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? What's your background in education?
Well, we live up northeast of Lexington in northeast McLean County, and our family's been farming for years in this neighborhood and surrounding communities, and we farm corn and beans primarily. We have a small hog operation and occasionally grow some wheat, but corn and beans are our bread and butter.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell us a little bit more about your farm. Corn and beans, obviously, a big part of your farm, but how many acres do you have, and how big is your farm?
Well, we are currently in the mid-sized range, and two sons that are working with me, one full-time, one part-time, and it takes quite a few acres to run a family farm today, so I mean, we're in that 2,000 to 3,000 acre range, and we're growing.
Yeah, absolutely. I was at a field day event the other day. The crops look wonderful this year. How does the crop look for you at this point?
Well, I think it's probably one of the most ideal growing seasons we've had in some time. Of course, 2014 was one of our record crops just a couple of years ago, but we've had more heat this year than that year, and rainfall's been plentiful, and crop disease has been somewhat tolerable. We've had some come up here in the last 2 to 3, 4 weeks, but overall, our crop condition is really good.
Let's talk about the corn specifically. You mentioned the weather being good, corn growing at the level you expected.
Yes, I think corn crop this summer has been probably ideal for corn. We had an early planting season. I think I remember we talked back in April, and our dilemma then was, well, are we going to start planting here in mid-April or not? And we sure did. We went out and started planting April 15th, and anytime you get a jump start on a corn crop in the mid-April, things are really looking good for a corn crop.
Let's talk a little bit about field scouting. What is that?
Well, after you get corn planted, I mean, it's almost a weekly or bi-weekly event. I go out and check crops. Earlier on is seeding, see how your population rates came through, and then, of course, scouting for weeds or pests. And then as you get into the June, early July growing season, we're looking for diseases in the corn plant.
So you look through and you try to find what diseases may be out there?
Yeah, we would make the decision if we were going to spray a fungicide or not, and the economic threshold, if it's going to pay to spray, or if we're going to just kind of let the plant be defensive on its own. And there's a lot of decisions we made about that time. We don't want to spray unless we have to, but then if we have to, we certainly will, because we can increase our yield anywhere from 10 to 20 bushels if you have a problem.
Yeah, Paul, I'm going to have you back up just a little from the phone because you sound just a little muffled, and I know your cell phone was sounding pretty good, though. But let's talk about yield estimates. Why do a yield check?
Well, it's kind of like curiosity gets the cat. I mean, we kind of like to know what we're up against here for harvest, but we would go out and take a population check and then yield count. They're fairly accurate, but of course our corn is still in the process of putting on weight or filling. A lot of the early corn is into the dense stage, but we have another month yet to fill this corn out. So we would take some estimates on yields, and right now they look very, very good, according to what the charts say.
Well, tell us about some of those factors that will influence what the crop yield will be this year.
Well, population is plants per acre, We target 34 to 36,000 plants per acre. And then after that, it's a little bit out of our control. I mean, when the plant's developing, they have kernels around the actual ear and then the length of the ear. So we would have 16 to 18, maybe even 20 kernels around, and then from 30 to 40 kernels long. It's kind of a broad range.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So you take all those calculations, and you can use a calculator or slide rule or whatever method you want and come up with an estimated yield.
Well, and then let's talk about yields, and we're going to talk about corn and soybeans. Let's start with corn. How do you check yields for corn?
Well, pretty much what I just described, you know, you take your population times your kernel count and come up with a formula that, you know, a bushel of corn is 56 pounds, and it takes about 80,000 to 90,000 kernels to make a bushel on average.
Okay.
And so you can come up, and right now we're probably looking anywhere from a 225 to 240 average over the entire farm. I mean, that's a broad guess.
Sure.
Like I said, no, we still have a lot of growing season. We're not allowed. We have another month of this corn out. So test weight is going to be another pretty big factor in that, and that's the one thing that we can't determine at this point.
Yeah, let's soybeans. Any word on that? How you check for yields there?
Very difficult to check for. I almost won't even. I mean, we go out and count pods on plants, but it's almost impossible to get any kind of accurate soybean yield guess. And it would be a guess, but I would say my opinion would be just kind of look at this. Growing season and the weather we've had, and I would say we're going to have beans that are going to be in the average of 55 to 60 plus bushels. But then every year we go out and combine beans, and you're always kind of surprised one way or the other because it's pretty hard to guess.
All right.
Plants per acre, I mean, we're planting anywhere from 125 to 155,000 plants per acre, so there's a wide range of plant population. It's tough to really get a good handle on the bean.
Yeah. All right. Well, Paul, we wish you a great harvest, and thanks for being our guest today on Farm to Table.
Very good. Thanks, Terry.
You bet. We'll talk to you later.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Bye-bye. It's 12, make that 11:19. Getting ahead of myself here at WJBC and WJBC.com. Central.